first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Gail McCallum sees a wider meaning of education.
Lately, I have been pondering what being educated really means. As educated people, we need to know how things work. We need to know about history. We need to know how to calculate, how to read, how to write and communicate. As citizens, we need to know how to make informed decisions thoughtfully and independently. But education should also push us out of our comfort zones. It should stretch our worldview and expose us to new ideas and realities. And deep, lasting education often happens through the power of the story. Through a story, we can walk in the shoes of a girl living under the Taliban, feel the pain of a boy who has escaped a North Korean prison camp, or experience what it might be like to live with Asperger's syndrome. Someone's story can produce a paradigm shift in us. If we really listen to and try to understand the lives and realities of another, then we might develop tolerance and compassion. We might even be transformed. And real understanding, isn't that the true goal of education? I agree with Malala Yousafzai, the Pakistani schoolgirl made famous by her courage after a violent act, when, in a speech at the United Nations, she said, "One child, one teacher, one book, and one pen can change the world."
Gail McCallum is a college instructor from Santa Cruz. If you would like to hear this or other pieces, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. This program was produced by Raina Chalice and Matilda Rand.